I am Plant on the Line. This is thecommentary.ca. The broadcaster and author Rafe Mayer joins me once again. He writes a column that appears once a week on the Tyee's website, and he's a spokesman for the organization Save Our Rivers. Please welcome back to the Plant on the Line program, Rafe Mayer. Good morning, Mr. Mayer.
Good morning to you, Joe.
How have you been?
I have been excellent. I'm feeling fit as a fiddle.
And what did you make of this so-called constitutional crisis in Ottawa last week?
Well, it was silliness in a way, but it also had some, I think, serious ramifications. I think the two opposition leaders, Layton and Dion, made idiots of themselves. It's one of those things that looks and feels good when you first do it, but it does take long for the freezing to come out. And when I commented upon that on CBC, I said, as soon as the public realizes that this coalition depends upon the support of the Bloc Québécois, it'll be dead in the water. Now, having said that, I think it was provoked by the Prime Minister, and he ought not to have done that. But at the end of the day, he doesn't look nearly as bad as the other two. The other one that came out looking really well on this was Gilles Doucette.
And what do you think the future holds for this coalition, whatever it is, with Michael Ignatieff now the leader of the Liberal Party?
Well, I don't think it can hold at all. I think Ignatieff is sort of talking as if that's still a threat. I don't think he believes it is, and I don't think that Harper believes it is. The reason for that, I think, is that the public just wouldn't put up with it. They're still going to do some saber rattling, I think, but when it gets down to it, I think you'll find that a budget comes down next January. There'll be the usual screams of anguish that always come when budget speeches come down or speeches on the throne come down, and they'll settle down to business. I think what you will find, however, is that Harper is going to approach the House of Commons with a great deal more care than he has in the past and recognize that he could be brought down. But when you think of it, how can you bring it down? Put together this coalition and go to the public and say, we don't want Mr. Harper, but we're quite prepared to do the bidding of Mr. Doucette. I mean, it just doesn't sell.
And am I correct to say you voted Green in the last federal election?
Yeah, I did.
And what did you make of the Green support? I guess it was tepid at best, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. And I didn't vote holding out any hope for the Greens. I'd love to see them get some seats, and they would if there were proportional representation or one of the variations, they would. But incidentally, that's why they're in the pickle in the provincial election. If they had supported STV instead of pillaring it and gone out and actually campaigned for it, they would be in place now, and they'd be looking at 10 or 12 seats just based on the popular vote that they got. But I don't think the Greens are a force. It's such a terrible choice that I had in this riding. I simply said that $1.65 or whatever it is for the Green Party is a better deal than I'll get from any of those other guys.
Where are we on the electoral reform file?
Well, I know that they're at work because they've been in touch with me. I can't really get into it this year because, as you said, I'm a spokesperson for the Save Our Rivers Society, and that's going to take up full time between now and the election. But I think it's going. I will, of course, speak at it for it as I'm doing other speeches. But I think it's going forward. I just hope that it wins this time because it would make such a difference to how we govern ourselves to actually have a legislature that had to respond to the people, one where the Minister of Finance had to go in and ask for supply, not go in and say, this is the money you're going to give me. But we'll just have to see.
And so for the voter, what's the choice in May? Is it STV, yes or no?
Yes, it's the same, as I understand it, it's the same question that was posed 4 years ago. So it is essentially yes or no.
And has the threshold been lowered, or is that still the same?
I don't know about that, Joe. I don't think it's been lowered. Oh, you mean for the actual overall vote?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's been lowered at all.
Yeah. And do you think it, I mean, what do you think? Is it your sense that it'll pass this time?
Well, you know, I never know when I'm hoping things and sensing things sometimes, but I think it might, you know. It probably won't have the same campaigning that went on before, but both the sides of the campaign are now funded by the government, as you probably know. And I think the public are getting very sick of what they're seeing in Parliament and the legislature, and I hope that will get them to vote for a change, because that's the only way we'll really have a democracy where all interests are represented in the legislature.
Your involvement with Save Our Rivers involves a lot of traveling, does it?
Yes, it has so far, and it will involve, we're just going over our scheduling now for the for 9, It involved quite a bit of traveling, but not like before. We just came back from a week trip, and I can tell you that was exhausting. But there'll be 2 or 3 days here, there, and everywhere, and we intend to canvass the entire province.
And you're enjoying your work there?
I love it. I mean, you know me for quite a while, Joe. You know that my heart's in the environment, particularly when it comes to the oceans, rivers, streams, fish, and so on. And although I'm getting a little long in the tooth now, I regard this as probably the most important campaign that I've been on.
And what exactly are you guys, when you're traveling the province, what is your message?
Well, my message is really, I suppose, threefold. First of all, these run-of-river things, as the government calls them, nothing of the sort, they are very, very serious environmental impacts. The building of the plant itself, using it as a dam or running the water through tunnels, sometimes as long as 20 kilometers long, the roads they have to build in and the transmission lines out are a permanent environmental scar and will, without any question, affect the fish. If you affect the fish in a river, then you affect the entire ecology, the eagles, the bears, and so on and so forth. So that's, I suppose, is number one. Number two is the amazing notion that we should give all of these rivers to private power people who will then take the profits they make out of that power and send it to their shareholders. As it is now, as you know, BC Hydro, when it makes a profit, it sends it to the provincial treasury and it goes into schools and hospitals. We are, in effect, exporting millions and millions, indeed hundreds of millions of dollars to mostly American shareholders. The third thing is, and sort of runs into the first, we are for public power. We think that the BC Hydro has done an excellent job in providing us with safe and secure and relatively cheap electricity, and that to take away from it its right to bring on new energy, we think is absolutely wrong. Which sort of segues quickly into the question of whether or not we need the power, and I have always said that he who asserts must prove, and Mr. Campbell has done nothing to demonstrate that we need new power. In fact, we don't. BC Hydro's own figures tell us that just by conservation alone, just reasonable conservation, we can get by up until 2020-something. We've got the downstream benefits from the Columbia River tree, which we take in money. We can take that in power. We have a number of dams that can take new transmission devices, what is the word I'm looking for, and the Duncan Dam, which has none at all. So BC Hydro, left to do the thing it knows best, could do very well indeed, and we think this is an absolute disgrace to take this away and give it to private hands. And may I just make this observation, Joe? The idea behind this from the government is that private enterprise does things best. This isn't private enterprise at all. It's private monopolies. Each one of these dams is a monopoly, and it has a fixed price with that price indexed to the market. So that it's got no problem selling, it's got no competition whatsoever. And BC Hydro is going to be going down the drain. And if you want me, I can give you my thoughts on that too.
Yeah, well, Gordon Campbell, I mean, he's the person you're claiming responsible for this. Could you assign motive? Why is he doing this, do you think?
Well, I've done my best to figure that out because it is a perplexing question, Joe. Why would he do something that's going to, amongst other things, be the end of BC Hydro? The only thing that I can say is that this is ideological. This is Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, Milton Friedman, Fraser Institute kind of stuff. And we know that the Premier listens very carefully to the Fraser Institute, who have in the past published papers saying that all rivers ought to be in private hands. And Mr. Campbell, as far as I can understand, is simply saying that publicly owned corporations can't do things as well as privately owned ones can. And, of course, I reject that in terms of power, but that's the only reason I can think. They haven't come up with any other answers. Mr. Neufeld, the minister, apart from ad hominem attacks on me and on others, hasn't produced anything at all that would give you a clue as to why they want to make this marked departure from the way we get power.
So what do you think will happen to BC Hydro?
Well, I think what's going to happen to BC Hydro has already virtually happened. They've had a third of their workforce taken away, which, of course, has gone to Accenture. They've had their transmission lines taken away, and people haven't paid much attention to this, but their transmission lines, which, of course, are the moneymakers, they've now gone to another crown corporation called BC Transmission Corporation, and I can tell you, after the next election, if Campbell wins, that will be privatized. You can just make bet on that. The next thing he's done is he's saddled the BC Hydro with these enormous contracts with the private power, far more than they can actually get on the market. So we've got a new business theory going, is to buy high and sell low, and which of course is preposterous. And at the end of the day, hateful words that are, in the end, Hydro's going to wind up with this huge obligation to private power rivers. It's going to wind up having, of course, to service its own and keep its own dams going, and it's going to have to service about a $7 billion capital debt. And without money coming in from transmission lines or new power coming in and so on and so forth, Hydro can't survive. And I just have no doubt that if Campbell wins again, the day will come in a year or two when he'll take to the TV cheerfully, as he did coming home from Hawaii one year, you may remember,
right,
and tell everybody how sad it is and how much they want a BC Hydro to do well, but alas and alack, it hasn't met its obligations and it'll have to be broken up. And I know that sounds alarming, but if you look at it and follow it, I don't see any other conclusion you can come to.
And other than the environmental dangers of this all, what does this mean to our pocketbooks if all this happens, if all this comes to pass? Will that mean more, higher costs for our power?
Of course it will. It'll be substantially higher costs. They're already softening up the public. Neufeld's been talking about the need for higher costs of energy and so on. And I don't dispute that the cost of power may have to go up somewhere along the line. Everything else does. But this one, we will now be charging at North American market prices for our electricity. It will go up in our homes, it'll go up in our businesses, and it'll go up in industry. And it'll go up mostly for the consumer, because the consumer not only pays his or her share, they also get the cost pass-through from businesses and from industry. And hydro bills are going to be very high and even very alarming. And there's no need.
You gave a speech in Rossland last week, did you?
Yes.
And what was the response to that and your message?
The response right through the West Kootenays was just first class. It was excellent, Joe. Now, I must confess, that's friendly territory. We know that we haven't got a whole lot of people up there that really like what Campbell's doing. But still, the response we got was very encouraging. It gave us a chance, of course, to kind of polish our presentation in the sense of, you know, what sorts of things work best, etc. But it was a highly successful trip, and the people there took very, very enthusiastically. We had a packed house, notwithstanding the fact we were in the midst of a black ice storm and you couldn't walk across the street. So it was excellent.
And the people you're talking to, they're not just I guess, middle-aged or adults. You're talking to young people as well, are you?
Oh, yeah, there are lots of young people turning out now. Whether they will actually vote, I don't know. We certainly hope so, because it's their future we're talking about here. You see, on May the 12th next year, we're going to make a big decision. Either we're going to be a province that is going to allow our environment to be raped and our power taken away and given to private corporations, or we're going to be a province that looks after its environment, cares for its fish and for its rivers, and knows that it's done very well with its own power company, one of the best in the world, and we'll stick with that. So it's one of those elections, one of the few that I can remember, if not the only one I can remember, where the two sides are very, very distinct and the decision to be made is it's not an easy one necessarily to make, but it's an easy one to see.
Now, you came out in, I guess it was in the summer or so, you're voting for the NDP in the next provincial election?
Yeah, this is not an easy thing, as you can imagine. For me, I served as a so-called cabinet minister for 5 years back in the 70s under Bill Bennett, and this is not easy. But there are lots of reasons for this, Joe. But first of all, from a personal point of view, the NDP now are very much like the Bill Bennett social credit were in those days. We were a populist party. We tried to do things for people. I passed an awful lot of consumer legislation, saved the Skagit River, that sort of thing. We were a government that cares. We're nothing like this one, and this one I could never belong to in any way. Secondly, I feel so strongly that this policy has to end, that I'm quite content to support the people that I think will end it. But there's another point here. I don't think they'll be as incompetent as these liberals have us believe. When you look at how the liberals have handled the convention center and others, you wonder who has the competence around here. But let's put it this way. Supposing an NDP government came in, and it did a lousy job, it left us in bad financial shape and all the rest of it, that can be changed. A new government comes along and cleans up the mess, and away we go. If the Campbell government gets in, though, we will never, ever get our rivers and streams back. we'll never get the plants torn down, and we'll never get our BC Hydro back. So we're voting against, I'm voting against a notion that my province should dramatically change to be owned by private individuals to the ruination of my environment.
What's the reaction been to your voting for the NDP?
Not a great deal, strange enough. It has from Mr. Neufeld, but I don't think people have are really that surprised. They know how much I stood against the Campbell government over fish farms, for example. What am I going to do? Just stand at the ballot box and say I'm going to vote liberal because it's right wing, and yet I still don't want them in? I mean, you have to take appropriate action, and I'm going to support the people that are going to make the changes or prevent the changes from happening that I think are wrong.
And so, between now and the election, you'll be traveling the province for Save Our Rivers.
I will indeed.
Yeah, and your message will be to vote the Campbell Liberals out, right?
Well, yeah, the slogan we use is if the government won't change, we'll have to change the government. Now, in the extremely unlikely event that Mr. Campbell came forward and said, I've seen the error of my ways, and we're going to stop this right now, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to stop the expansion of fish farms. We're going to find a way to have them go somewhere else, et cetera. If that sort of Damascus conversion took place, then I might rethink my voting and so on and so forth. But it's unlikely in the extreme that anything like that's going to happen. So I'm going to support the only party that can keep things the way I think they should be kept.
And as a political pundit, as an observer, how do you think the May election will look? How does it look thus far?
I think, frankly, I think the NDP is going to win it. Now, some of the polls recently have it a very close election, and I think at this stage of the game it probably is very close. But I think by the time the population realizes what we're saying, not just in Save Our Rivers, in environmental and other groups right around the province, when they realize that everybody in the northwest with Alcan, in the southwest with the South Fraser Perimeter Road, in the east, the Kootenays with the Runs of River or the River, it's not Runs of River. You hate to use that term, it's not so, but the private river project, etc. I think people are going to come together, and I'm prepared to predict the NDP is going to win.
Rafe, it's been a great pleasure talking to you again today. We'll be following your work. Continue good luck with it.
Thanks very much, Joe. It's always good to talk to you and your audience.
Happy Christmas and happy birthday as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a big one.
Yeah.
I get bigger and bigger every year.
There you go. RafeOnline.com is his website. SaveOurRivers.ca is the website for the organization. Do check it out. There's a lot of good reading, necessary reading on there. Rafe Mayer on the line. I'm Joseph Planta.